I'm walking down a gravel path on the campus of the former Sheldon Jackson College with Roger Schmidt. He is the executive director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, which will acquire this campus in February. We're not far from the quad, an expanse of long grass that's ringed by buildings. The buildings are boarded up now, and paint is peeling off of some of them. Make no mistake about it, Schmidt is fully aware of the work that needs to be done.
You know, there's just a sort of unlimited amounts of deferred maintenance and repairs that need to happen. But the other thing we're getting is a dream, you know, that's, I guess, what really has motivated my board of directors, my organization, and all our kids and stuff, is just, you know, the idea of what we can do with the arts and what we can do with community.
The dream for the nearly 40-year-old arts camp includes North Pacific Hall, which can be used for housing.
And then behind it is the old ceramics building, and, you know, we hope to see kids doing art in there.
And there's Whitmore Hall and Fraser Hall, which have office and classroom possibilities. Whitmore also has housing space.
This is YAW. It's a set of classrooms.
Is this part of the deal?
Yes, it is.
And what do you see here?
I see an arts space where our visual arts would be, and I hope that into the future it can become a year-round type of arts cooperative place.
The arts camp is also getting the Hames building. It was home to a wellness center, but it closed after Sitka voters rejected a proposal to have the city buy it in October.
We certainly use it for our programs because physical theater and social dance are really, really popular classes at camp, and we need a large space like that. We do circus arts, we do acrobatics, that kind of thing.
Schmidt says he hopes the group that worked to keep Hames open will show interest in doing something with the building during the rest of the year. At the center of the quad, behind the flagpole and the bell and the plaque marking this place as a National Historic Landmark, is Allen Auditorium. The camp is getting that, too.
All right, this is the big padlock here for Allen. Chain around it. Like that. Come on in, man.
Inside, the walls have been stripped down to studs.
Again, you have to see past a few things, but...
When Sheldon Jackson College ran out of money, this building was under renovation. Work stopped immediately. There's little doubt that restarting the work will take some serious effort. But Schmidt also sees serious potential.
I'm just looking at these beams and, these mammoth entryways. I mean, you know, you don't find ceilings that high anymore. You just don't make them. And it just gives you that feeling of openness and expansiveness and, heck, creativity and inspiration. Why not?
The Sitka Fine Arts Camp began its life on this campus in the early 1970s. The year before the college closed, it asked the arts camp to leave.
When we left... I think I probably even said the cliche, never again. I mean, we were really frustrated. It was a really tough time for us, and we felt that we had been here for years, and we were good tenants, and we had, you know, brought revenue in, and, you know, all these things. But it was such a tumultuous time for the college.
Eventually, the camp found a home at Mount Edgecombe High School. The college, meanwhile, worked on ways to handle its closure, including a possible deal with the University of Dubuque. When those plans fell through, Schmidt said his friend Lisa Bush, who is executive director of the Sitka Sound Science Center across the street, suggested a meeting with one of the trustees, Gary Paxton, to discuss the possibility of taking over the core campus.
And I'm sure my first response was, "You're crazy." I mean, just crazy. I'm not, you know, you can forget that idea.
Eventually, Schmidt said he was convinced to have that meeting. He says Paxton was an enthusiastic advocate from the beginning.
He said, "Let's do it. Let's have a press release. Let's just go for it." And I was like, "Whoa, hold on. I got to figure out if this is something we can even do."
Schmidt and the Arts Camp Board of Directors spent 3 months looking at revenue models and business plans and decided to give it a go. Schmidt says it's hard to estimate how much money all of the repairs and renovations will take, but the organization will launch a capital campaign soon and hopes to raise $500,000 before camp begins in June. And while talks to transfer the campus from Sheldon Jackson College to the arts camp happened between officials from the two organizations, the rest of this journey will be a community effort.
It makes us think again as a community of the place as a campus rather than just a couple buildings here and there. And as far as, you know, when I see the peeling paint and I see the shingles, you know, what I see by the patch shingles is I see a roof that's not leaking right now because there's a great maintenance guy that's been working tirelessly, you know, one person, one man, and a pile of shingles going up on those roofs and patching every leak. And to me, that's inspiring. And when I talk with Ron, who's been here for, you know, the last number of years, he says, I just love this place. I just can't stand to see it fall apart. And had it been another person who was just doing it for the money, they'd be like, you know, that building's going to go to pieces anyway. And I feel like if one guy for the last number of years has staved off the entire element single-handedly, then it seems it's almost impossible for me to conceive that with, you know, 50, 100 people all working and pulling the sled together or whatever cliche you want to use, that we can't keep those roofs on for another couple years, that we can't keep the paint, you know, the place painted, and we can't keep the place patched. And if we can do those things, the buildings will survive. And as the buildings survive, we can get them used. And as the buildings get used, then we can bring in revenue. And as we bring in that, then we can go from, you know, piecemeal patching to from a sort of a triage repair kind of situation to a long-term maintenance and renovation vision.
You seem resolute in that faith.
Damn straight.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.